This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Ministry of Home Affairs today unveiled India's new national counter-terrorism policy and strategy titled Prahar. The strategy outlines the comprehensive framework to address evolving terror threats using a proactive approach to prevent and counter terrorist threats. The ministry said in a statement that while the nature of threats continues to change and present new challenges, the country remained consistent to oppose terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. Raising allegations of unrest, corruption and appeasement against the Trinamool Congress government, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has sought the support of the people of West Bengal in the upcoming assembly elections. In an open letter to the people of the state ahead of the assembly polls, he not only presented an account of the central government's various projects and achievements over the past 11 years, but also offered his respects to the people of Bengal. He said the time has come to decide the path for the future of the next generation. The process of granting Indian citizenship to 153 Hindu refugees living in Uttarakhand has been completed under the Citizenship Amendment Act CAA provisions. Following detailed verification by the Union and State Home Departments, the applications have been approved, clearing the way for citizenship. Among the approved applicants, 147 are from Pakistan and 6 are from Afghanistan. All of them had sought refuge in India before December 31, 2014, making them eligible under the Act. Their family members are already residing in Dehradun, Rishikesh, Haridwar and Udham Singh Nagar, due to which they were provided shelter in the state. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami welcomed the decision and said that refugee families living in India for years have got justice through CAA. President Draupadi Murmu unveiled the bust of Chakravarti Rajagopalachari as part of Rajaji Utsav at Rashtrapati Bhavan, a celebration of the life and legacy of the first Indian Governor-General of the country. The bust of Rajaji, situated at the grand open staircase near Ashok Mandap, replaced the bust of Edwin Lutyens. Speaking on the occasion, the president said the initiative is part of a series of steps being taken towards shedding the vestiges of the colonial mindset and embracing with pride the richness of India's culture and heritage.
जो लोग राष्ट्रपति भवन देखने आएंगे उन्हें राजा जी के योगदान से परिचित कराया जाएगा भारतीय चेतना और समस्त भारतवासियों विशेषकर कमजोर वर्गों के लोगों से जुड़ाव राजा जी के विचारों और कार्यों में दिखाई देता है
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said Rajaji Utsav is a wonderful initiative which brings out different aspects of C. Rajagopalachari's rich contribution to the nation. The Supreme Court today sought responses of the union ministries on a proposal for shifting all coal-based industries out of Delhi NCR to ensure better air quality. Responses have been sought by the bench comprising Chief Justice Surya Kant and Justices Joy Malia Bagchi and Vipul M. Pancholi to deal with the persistent air quality crisis in the National Capital Region. The bench said it will examine the issue of vehicular air pollution on the 12th of next month, based on the suggestions made by the Commission for Air Quality Management. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today launched the Teacher App 2.0 powered by AI in collaboration with Bharti Airtel and CK12 Foundation in New Delhi. Addressing the program, Mr. Pradhan said that the app is an AI-driven tech companion for school teachers to empower and support them. He added that the app provides the teachers with tools, content and dashboards to make teaching more engaging and productive. The minister said that the government is working at a rapid pace to embed AI in education and the launch of this app adds momentum to the AI revolution taking place in the country. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, West Indies were at 137 for 2 wickets in 12.2 overs against Zimbabwe in the Super 8 Group 1 clash at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai when reports last came in. Earlier, Zimbabwe won the toss and opted to bowl. Yesterday, India went down to South Africa by 76 runs in the Super 8 clash at Ahmedabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.